and an empty chair. Made news today on Capitol Hill. Attorney General William Barr refused to testify before the House Judiciary Committee, where he was scheduled to answer questions about the special counsel's Russia investigation. Barr took issue with the Democrats' plan to have a staff lawyer conduct some of the questioning. The Democratic chairman, Gerald Nadler, left an open seat for the attorney general and then convened the hearing anyway.
History will judge us for how we face this challenge. We will all be held accountable in one way or the other. And if he does not provide this committee with the information it demands and the respect it deserves, Mr. Barr's moment of accountability will come soon enough.
The hearing lasted all of 20 minutes, a far cry from Barr's marathon yesterday before a Republican-led Senate committee. Joining us now is Julian Zelizer. He's professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, this was really something of a spectacle today. There was the empty chair. Then one Democrat brought a plastic chicken to the hearing, essentially mocking the attorney general. What did you see today?
Yeah, once you're in the prop stage of congressional politics, you know things are getting serious. I think, you know, those were moments that reflect the growing frustration a lot of Democrats have. They're watching what the attorney general has done, how the president's responding to the congressional part of this investigation. And I think a lot of them are frustrated about what to do. And they're not sure politically what steps they want to take. And they're not even sure in terms of their authority what they can compel this administration to do in helping them. And so that's what you're seeing play out today.
Democrats are frustrated, but so are Republicans. After Nadler spoke this morning, the ranking Republican on the committee had a turn. Here's Georgia Republican Doug Collins.
Take whatever you want to take. You can go out and have press conferences. You can say it from this dais. You can say whatever you want to have. But the reason Bill Barr is not here today is because the Democrats decided they didn't want him here today. That's the reason he's not here.
And actually, you know, the real fight, Julian, here isn't necessarily over this empty chair. It's about the Democrats' demand that Barr produce a fully unredacted version of the Mueller report. And it's for that reason that we could actually see contempt proceedings filed by the Democrats against Barr, which is not unheard of in American politics, but a big step.
Right. So, you know, I think the Republican argument here is that the Democrats are going too far. The Democrats in general, I think, are on legitimate grounds in terms of what they're requesting at this point. But this frustration is bubbling up. And we saw this with Eric Holder under President Obama. Ultimately, there was a negotiated end to documents that Republicans then wanted from the attorney general. And you've had these kinds of battles going back to Nixon. I mean, this was one of the main issues with President Nixon, his refusal or reluctance to give over material during investigations. So this is a not common but familiar kind of battle. And I think it gets to the heart of presidential power and congressional oversight.
There was a fear that trying to impeach the president would be a risk for Democrats as they get ready to head into the 2020 election. But what about the attorney general? Does going after Barr with either contempt proceedings or some people are even talking about impeachment, does that carry the same kind of risk or is that a safer bet for them?
I think in some ways it can carry just as much, if not more, risk in that it doesn't get to the heart of the issue. In some ways, the president has thrown Attorney General Barr out there and all the focus is on him. So the Democrats could get wrapped up in a long process either of impeachment or contempt proceedings and not be dealing with the president, not be dealing with the questions of what this administration is willing to do in terms of exercising power and still get all the backlash about continual pursuit of inquiry. So
right.
It might be the worst of both worlds.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the anger in Nadler's voice. I mean, it is kind of what it heard to me. Just the tone of voice that he was using makes me wonder if Democrats are sort of walking down a path that they're not able to bring themselves back from, you know, like because they're so angry, they can't help it.
Well, I think it's more that President Trump might be pushing them down a path that they didn't actually want to take, meaning every step of the way they're moving away from impeachment. Speaker Pelosi says we don't want to go there, yet the president keeps forcing their hand and almost testing them to see, are you going to do it? And I think that's part of what you're hearing from Nadler.
So Republicans are saying this whole Mueller investigation is over. The Democrats clearly not ready to move on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today even accused Barr of lying to Congress. So the rhetoric is ramping up almost by a, on a daily basis. Who do you think the American people will ultimately side with here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the American people have not sided with President Trump only in how we see national approval polls. On the other hand, support at this point for impeachment still remains pretty low. It's a process. You know, it can change if the Democrats go down that route. Public opinion might shift. So I think it's very hard to predict. The public doesn't know a lot of this. They don't even know what's in the report. So in some ways, imagining how they'd respond to this is premature because they haven't seen hearings. They haven't seen all the information. So it's a lot of speculation.
All right. Julian Zell is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.